Today is Saturday, August 22nd. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has provided a critical update regarding a measles outbreak currently impacting Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. As of the latest report, health officials are monitoring a total of 41 confirmed cases and 7 probable cases across the 3 counties. While the situation continues to evolve, authorities have noted specific changes in the case counts within the individual counties. In Iowa County, the number of measles cases confirmed has risen to 35 following the identification of 1 new case. Lafayette County is also seeing an increase in activity, currently reporting 4 confirmed cases and 7 new probable cases. Meanwhile, Grant County remains stable with 2 confirmed cases, showing no change from the prior update. Despite the ongoing cases, the Department of Health Services has confirmed that there have been no known public exposures reported at this time. Health officials continue to emphasize that the MMR vaccine is the most reliable defense against the spread of measles. Residents of the affected counties and the surrounding areas are strongly encouraged to verify your vaccination status by checking the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. Alternatively, individuals can contact their health care provider or local health department to ensure they are protected. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is tracking an E. coli outbreak linked to alfalfa sprouts. DHS says 17 people have been sickened and 1 hospitalized after eating sprouts from the Calco and Everything Sprouts brands. The outbreak has also hit Minnesota with 23 cases there. Anyone who has purchased any sprouts from either Calco or Everything Sprouts should immediately throw them out, and if you've eaten them, get yourself checked for an E. coli infection. The second annual Richland Area Clues in the News Murder Mystery Weekend is being held today and tomorrow in downtown Richland Center. Everyone is welcome to participate to upsolve this year's mystery titled Blood in the Dust. The mystery's detective, Glenn Dunn, discusses the crime he needs everyone's assistance to help solve.
There's quite a lot of twists and turns in the story. It's kind of interesting the way Jay wrote it up is everybody has a motive. Everybody has a reason to kill Bo Zoe. You know, we don't know who it is, you know, and I don't think until like right before we do it. Sometimes we don't figure it out until like right before we get the answer. It's like, oh, it's going to be this person.
The cost to participate is reasonable and the whole family can attend. Kathy Hamby is an organizer of the event.
$10 for a single registration, just like last year. We're making this family-friendly and affordable. So a whole family can play together for $10. If everyone wants to have a chance to win prizes, though, you may be interested in the $25 family packet, and that will include 2 booklets and 2 newspapers, and it will also include a youth ballot for whatever children are in your group. So that's affordable still, and more people get a chance to win prizes.
Registration will be held today from now until 4 o'clock and tomorrow from 10 until 2 at the Depot and Information Center in Richland Center. You can participate whenever you want to.
You can register either day and you can still participate for the entire weekend, or you can just come down for a couple of hours on one day and participate, get a chance to win, have some fun. You could even walk into the registration booth, buy a packet, write down one of the characters' names, drop off your ballot, and leave. And who knows, you may have been lucky and guessed the right one.
Become a super sleuth and take part in the second annual Richland Area Clues in the News Murder Mystery Weekend today and tomorrow in downtown Richland Center. You can find out more information by calling 608-647-8163 or on the Richland Area Clues in the News Mystery Weekend Facebook page. The event is sponsored by the Richland Area Crime Stoppers. If you're looking for great food and family fun activities today, several area communities have you covered. In Loganville, the Firemen's Festival is currently serving a barbecue chicken lunch prepared by the Loganville Fire Department and Reedsburg Knights of Columbus, with Last Ride performing. A raffle drawing will follow at 3:30. The Lights Out Band will perform at 7:30, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk at the Loganville Ballpark. There will also be pedal pulls, bossy bingo, silent auction, beanbag tournament, and bake sale at the Loganville Fireman's Festival going on all day today. Over in Hub City, the Hub City Car Show at Mick Memorial Park is underway until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Chicken barbecue is currently being served. A bounce house will be on site until 7 o'clock this evening, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk. The Hicks with Sticks first annual J-Kid Memorial Softball Tournament will go all weekend, while multiple raffle drawings will follow the car show today, along with burgers, chicken, snacks, and drinks available at the Hub City Car Show in Mick Memorial Park. Not to be left out, Casanova is serving a pork and chicken smoke-off prepared by the Smokeout Crew. That will be served at Cas Park Lower Shelter at 4 o'clock this evening. A beanbag tournament, horseshoe tournament, and patriotic picnic table drawing will also be held. Proceeds from the pork and chicken smoke-off dinner in Casanova will go towards shelter renovations. Richland County 4-H and the Richland County Campus Foundation invite community members of all ages to Fall Fest from now until 3 o'clock at the UW Richland Smart Farm in Richland Center. Fall Fest offers an opportunity for families, friends, and neighbors to come together and experience everything the Smart Farm has to offer. Attendees can explore various opportunities offered throughout the event, like the Smart Farm buildings, visiting booths hosted by local organizations and businesses, enjoying delicious food, participating in fun games and activities, and discovering the many resources and opportunities available. Admission is free to the Smart Farm Fall Fest event, and all community members are encouraged to attend. The City Auditorium Board of Directors and Richland County Performing Arts Council are proud to announce the Betty Hayes Baxter Legacy Stage Dedication Ceremony that will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Richland Center City Auditorium. For 80 years, Betty has taught many students how to dance and has held countless recitals on the very stage being named after her. On a recent morning show, Betty and her daughter Cheryl Baxter talked about the first recital that was held in 1951 at the City Auditorium.
It was quite a deal, and then we had rain one night, and the rain came. The rain came in the balcony and went running down the steps in the balcony.
And the kids were on the fire escape trying to get in, and nobody ever got hurt. They had to line up on the fire escape and come in that
all
way.
All 50 dances with all those children, yeah. I had parents out there, and they'd have to open the, stay by the doors and everything. But nobody, like Cheryl said, no one got hurt. But they had to come up the fire escapes and go on the stage. When they were done dancing, they went the other side of the stage, went down the fire escapes to change costumes again. There was two dressing rooms upstairs, and the seniors got those. So they always waited to be a senior so they could be in the dressing room upstairs.
Betty's recitals have had a large number of people that would pack the auditorium.
You know, in those days, too, there wasn't a lot of entertainment, so everybody came. You know,
and there was a big fire curtain that they used to have, and it had a hole in it that we'd look through, and they made an eyeball on the backside of it. So we'd all look out to see who was in the audience. And Mom's first student, Penny Emery, that asked you to start the studio,
right.
She was one of your classmates in Blue River.
Right.
We couldn't start the show until Penny got there. And Penny was always 10 minutes late. So the show always started 10 minutes late. Mom would look out that peephole. No, Penny's not here yet.
Everyone is invited to the Betty Hayes Baxter Legacy Stage Dedication Ceremony tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is free, but donations will be accepted to help with the expenses for the renovation of the City Auditorium. And today's winners of $100 in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Izzy Ortiz of Richland Center with ticket number 3051 and Arden Olson with ticket number 13. 76.